Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the St. Cloud State University women's hockey team, Eric Rude. And first of all, your team had kind of a crazy schedule last weekend. No hockey Friday, Saturday, but a game on Monday against Minnesota State. Who came up with that one?
It wasn't me. That was done before I got the job. So it was a little bit awkward the week because it felt like an off week, but it really, you turn around and play it on Monday. So you had to take some time off. We probably didn't plan it well. If you go back in hindsight, you know, it would have been nice to maybe mix it up a little bit than the way we did it, but you know, hopefully we never have to do it again, so enough.
And of course the outcome wasn't exactly in your favor. Was it just one of those days that your team didn't have a good game?
I think a little bit of that. I think Minnesota State really came out after playing Friday, Saturday. Sometimes just fun to come out and play, and they had to jump early, and we hadn't played in 8 or 9 days, and you know, we just came out flat and just couldn't get going. So it was just kind of an ugly game on our part, and I thought they played a very good game. They had a freshman, they had a hat trick, and you know, that was the difference in the game.
After a week's worth of practice or a couple of days worth of practice, you hit the road, you come to Bemidji. How does your team look coming into the weekend?
I think we're excited. I think the last time we got on the bus and went up to Duluth, we had a great weekend. I mean, the results weren't there, but I think we lost 2-0 and 3-2 and hit the post with about 10 seconds to go to tie it up in that 3-2 game, and really thought we had a strong weekend. And, you know, our whole season has been, you know, we just want to keep getting a little bit better every weekend. You know, I think we've done it to this point. So I think we were excited to hop on the bus and come back north and play a little hockey game here tonight.
Well, your team's done pretty well on the road. Out of the 6 wins, you've won 4. What's been the key to that success?
Well, I think sometimes there's no distractions when you go on the road, and you know, not that that's any excuse, but you know, I think we do have a tight-knit group that enjoy being around each other, and I think when you get on the road, sometimes you're just around, there's no distractions, and we try to make it really fun when we get out on the road, and I think that's helped us this year.
This is your first season coaching St. Cloud State women's hockey. How do you think it's going?
I love it. Absolutely love it. It's been a great experience so far. I mean, the kids have been phenomenal. You know, we were just talking to the staff the other day. You know, as a coach, a lot of times, you know, the games are performance and what you get judged on. But really, for coaches, we try to evaluate your practices during the week because, you know, that's where you have a lot of control. The games are for the kids. That's up to them. But, you know, we can only think back to maybe 2 practices where we just didn't have it. And, you know, so they've given us everything all year, and really, you know, it's been a joy to be around them, and I've loved the women's game so far. I really think, you know, playing and competing in this league is where you want to be.
Well, you've been led in scoring by a transfer out of Providence, Molly Ilikainen. It's not often you see a transfer really make an impression right away. Talk about what she brings to this team.
Well, I think part of it's probably the coaching staff change everything, so everything was fresh in terms of the transfer thing. So you step in with no preconceived notions, you drop the puck and you just let the kids play. And I think you know, very early on, she established herself as an offensive presence and a really strong hockey player down low. She's got good size and strength, and really uses her length and leverage to shoot pucks. And you know, so I think from the start of the year, she's really, you know, just had a strong presence with the puck and in the locker room, and she's done a very nice job for us.
You being a new coach, came into a team where you didn't have any recruits. Now you're getting a chance to do a little recruiting. How's that going?
You know what? Good. We're excited about the kids we have coming in. We're kind of all over the place in terms of where we're going. It's Chicago, Milwaukee. I mean, you name it. We've kind of been all over the place and just trying to find the best class we can bring in. You know what? It's been fun to bring a lot of the kids up to show our renovations of our facility. You know, we've had a lot of good response, and you know, we'll just see how the chips fall in the end.
Last time against Bemidji State, you fell the first night 4-1, but you battled back and shut out the Beavers with great goaltending, a 3-0 win for your team. Talk about your goaltending this season.
Well, you know what? All season long, they've given us a chance. I mean, I think there's only been a couple nights where either Julie or Katie has been off, and it hasn't been very often. I mean, they've given us a chance to win every single night, and that's really all you can ask for. And then, you know, I mean, if you can steal one, great, but you just want that consistent effort, and I think we feel like, you know, it's kind of been a 1-2 punch all year, and really they're both unique in their own way, and both I think the team has confidence in both, and we'll kind of keep rotating here the rest of the year, and I think it's been a good thing.
I was going to ask you about your first trip to the Sanford Center, but as it turns out, you've been here before. What do you think so far?
Well, it's great. We were fortunate enough. I was actually here a month ago. My daughter's team played in the Pee Wee AA tournament up here, and they won it. So they got to play out here on the Sanford Center and get a championship. So that was very exciting. She's playing with the boys and having a great experience. And so we had a lot of fun up here that weekend, kind of spreading around town. We saw every little corner bar in town, that's for sure, with our hockey parents here in Bemidji. So we really enjoyed the trip, and anytime for me, my parents grew up just west of here in Langby and Fauston, and it's fun for me to come up to this neck of the woods. We spent a lot of time up here over Sunset Cove in the wintertime on Cass Lake, and just really love this area.
Coach, I appreciate your time. Enjoy your weekend here in Bemidji.
Thank you very much.